Okay, we're back. Peter, alcoholic.
Hey, Peter.
So, a minute ago we were talking about step one and what the book refers to. And talking about 43 pages. And when we look at the bedevilments on page 52, it's talking about current unmanageability. They give us a question about the stopping and the starting in chapter two, agnostics. So they're really not done with us, even though we get to agnostics. Hold on, page 45. It's kind of like this introduction to step two, that we have to find a power by which we can live, etc. But what does step one tell someone like me who gets to into the rooms with seven treatment centers? And I know once I start, I can't stop, but why do I keep returning to that which is killing me, which is what the mind will do while we're sober, take us back to that which is killing us, whatever spree it might be, before it eventually gets us back to a drink or a drug, and we get hijacked every time that happens. Occasionally, we go out deliberately to get loaded, but sometimes we don't even see that until it shows up. And how often have we, you know, left a meeting and are heading this way to go home and the car winds up over here to go home? Or just wanted to see what was going on in the neighborhood and before you know it, we're struck drunk or high. That wasn't the plan. I've seen so many folks over the years coming up on 1 year and go out and blow up. Or just make their 1 year and go out and blow up. No one saw that coming, neither did they. And so we need to take a look at the mind, which where the main problem is for folk like us, rather than the body, and what happens to the body. And step one says, by the way, we have, let's break this down. 17 to 23 talks about the body, and 23 to 43 is going to talk about the mind. And more about alcohol is going to deal specifically with the mind. Not to change the mind or positive affirmations like self-help. It's just going to reveal to us what this mind does and how it operates. There's a great story about Fred, the businessman who has a great day in Washington, a fabulous day, not a cloud on the horizon, the end of a perfect day, because I was always under the impression that we get loaded when things are bad. Fred hits it out of that park on his business venture. All his partners are going to be happy. Everyone's going to be thrilled, and Fred gets drunk. And some of us get drunk when the sun comes up, and some of us get drunk when the sun sets, and some of us get drunk as long as we're breathing. So why does this happen? If I know deep down in my soul that every time I pick up, I'm going to not be able to stop, and when that stuff happens, that I'm going to get into trouble and experience consequences, some of them severe. It might be the risk of going back to prison, losing my husband or my wife, losing my children, losing my job, my reputation, and severe health problems, critical health problems. When a doc says, one more drink, you're going to die, we get a second opinion. Why do we keep returning to that which is killing us? So step one says, we admit it, we're powerless over alcohol, dash. That our lives have become unmanageable. Two thoughts put in one sentence. And I never saw the dash. I never paid attention to it. I just used my experience getting here as my step one until I had a sponsor and sat me down and broke down what this book is talking about in 43 pages. We admit it, we're powerless over alcohol. So when it tells you, so looking back on it, past tense, this is what happened to us. We admitted we're powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. All actions born in thought. So my body can't get drunk unless someone tells it to get drunk. And you can't convince me to get drunk. You can dangle it in front.